Warin Semen Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sif Test. The Ramas Ed Umatsniyim Erosh Chodesh Ve'elach Hasakin Shel Shechita. During the 9 days, we put away the knife used for Shechita. Shein Shochtim Kim Letzorach Mitzvah, because no Shechita is done during the 9 days, since we don't eat meat unless there is a mitzvah purpose for it. Kagon L'chola O Shabbos O Milo Chayotze Bo, unless it is for a sick person who specifically needs meat, or for Shabbos, which you know is permissible, or Bris Mila, or another Sudas Mitzvah. Like that, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say a chola, we don't mean a chola like we do in Shabbos. Rather, even a chola ksas, you're going to be allowed to shecht for that person. If you have the right, you rented the right, you paid for the right from the non-Jewish officer to be able to feed meat, shecht meat for non-Jews, and if you don't shecht, you're going to lose, then as long as you give a little bit of each piece of meat, of each animal to a chola, then that is going to be permissible. If you live in a large city where there's definitely going to be some cholim or some zakenim, some elderly who need meat during these days, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, then there's no longer a need to put away the shechita knife, because for sure you're going to be permissible to shecht as long as there are some people like this in this town. So too, when it comes to buying meat during the 9 days in order to save it for after the Tisha B'Av, Moshe Feinstein writes, you don't need to be concerned for Maaser Yomim, because everyone knows that there's a variety of reasons to be buying meat, especially if it's close to Shabbos, and you need it for Shabbos, it's close to Tisha B'Av, you need it for after Tisha B'Av, the mitzvah, there could be a variety of reasons why it would be permissible, and therefore there's no Maaser Yomim, says Rav Moshe, you don't need to be careful not to buy meat during the 9 days, since it's obvious that it's for after the 9 days. Siv Yud, Yesh Misha Omer, Shanogin Shalola Chobasar Biyamim Hanizkar, Mutar Batav Shoshan is Bashabal Basar. There are some who say that even if they have a minog not to eat meat during the 9 days, you're allowed to eat something which was cooked with some meat. Vasum Basar Oaf, Basar Maluach, Liayin Toses. However, you're not allowed to eat chicken or salted meat or wine, which is in its first 3 days. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we're nohig not to eat shumun shel basar or anything which has any type of meat in it, even a tavshel shel basar, we're nohig not to eat. The only thing we do eat is something which is cooked in a fleshik pot. So if it had no meat in it, it was just a fleshik pot, that we will be allowed to eat during the 9 days. If it's someone who can't eat milk products and they really have nothing to eat during the 9 days, so then the Mishnah Berurah says we'd be lenient for them to be allowed to have chicken, even though we wouldn't allow them to have meat. The Mechaber continues, Mutar Lishtos Yain Havdala Berkas Hamazon, even though you're not allowed to have wine during the 9 days, says the Mechaber, you're allowed to have wine for benching, obviously, even not on Shabbos, and you're allowed to have wine for Havdala. The reason says, the Rama says, V'nogin L'hach M'shalol Lishtos Yain Berkas Hamazon V'lo B'Havdala. However, our minhag is not to drink wine for Havdala or during benching. Rather, we'll see tomorrow that we give it to a child instead, and that's why, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason that we're machmir on the wine is since we have another option, then we give it to a child or something like that. But by a Sudas Mitzvah, where there's no other option, there's no one else that you can give it to, so then we say that you'd be allowed to have wine in such a situation.